This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We look round, not a real show, yeah, it's a boom. Heard the stock in the place where I thought to spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, let me put another fire. The thunder of the laughs, you got off the hook.
Tuesday, everyone, and what a glorious Tuesday it is. Possibly the greatest Tuesday in the history of Tuesdays.
Well, it was a funny Tuesday.
Well, it was.
A bizarro Tuesday. Anyway, hello and welcome to All Hook Radio for September 13th.
2022.
And welcome to the United States of Bizarro World.
What a strange day to watch the news. We had the Queen driving all over the country, flying all over the country, and then cackling Kamala and Biden. What a mess.
Yeah, it was strange.
It was a strange day.
I enjoyed the Queen better. She was quiet.
Did you see the meme I posted?
She didn't piss me off at all. No.
United States 1, England 0. Betty White, yes. 99.
Yeah, 99-96.
There you go, damn straight. Yeah.
Three-pointer at the buzzer.
You got it.
No, you know, today pissed me off, but it wasn't like when Uvalde pissed me off. You know, when you know, you called me up. I'd just written a funny show, had it all set up and ready to go, and you called me up and told me about the kids getting killed. And I go down and I watch it on the news, and then Biden comes on at 8:20 or whatever, and starts blaming guns instead of the liberal kid who bought guns on grandma's credit card somehow and killed all those kids, and the bodies were still in the school, and Biden's out there making a political hash out of it. And that just pissed me off. Well, today, Biden didn't really piss me off. Today, Biden just proved he's as big a fuckwad as we think he is. And I will explain why. And if you watch the news tonight and you heard this other places, I'm sorry, but this is the biggest story of the day. And I sat down to write my monologue, and this is what came out.
This is what came out. This is what came out.
Fuck Joe Biden! Fuck Joe Biden! Fuck Joe Biden!
You know it's what came out.
Yes, I was going to say that for the end, but what the hell? He deserves it the beginning and the end. Yeah, that's why you are the man. Today, the market fell bad after the inflation numbers came out. You know, gas was down 25% over the last couple of months, but it's still 25% over last year. But food jumped to 15% ahead. And when you take those two volatile items out, the core inflation jumped from 5.5 to 6.1. That's over a 10% increase in a month. Overall, the inflation rate was 8.3, not quite the 9.1 it was 2 months ago. But since the core numbers are going up, and the core numbers what the Fed looks at for raising interest rates, it's bad. And that recession, you know, that recession that we're not in since this is bizarro world, it just got a boost. The layoff announcements started the other day. I think Goldman Sachs has started laying off a bunch of people, and it's going to continue.
Oh, that's why I can't get a reset code for my credit card.
They can't a lot of people. if companies can't service their debt, because of interest rate hikes, which are going up to fight inflation. And we'll probably get another full 1 point next week for the Fed, which is really great timing since my son and daughter-in-law are looking for a house. Cutting payroll is the first move for most companies to fight the interest rates, because they got to put more money out to the bank.
But you know what? Stop for just a second. I know you have a whole thing written here but cutting payroll doesn't mean that like the bosses are going to take less money. It means they're going to get rid of people like me and you. Instead of the bosses taking pay cuts and the management taking pay cuts, they're going to get rid of the hardworking people that are doing the jobs, not the assholes that
are sitting in the
cushy offices that are just drinking the wine.
Well, yeah, like a GM, when GM laid off 3,400, I think it was. I could be wrong on the number. A week or so ago, they were middle management. It wasn't the people on the top floor, and it wasn't the people who put together the electric vehicles. It was everybody in the middle who thought that they're on a career path, you know. So I'm glad you pointed that out. I assume people would figure that out, but you're right. I shouldn't assume anything.
You can't assume anything because people still voted for Biden. So
I know, and plus they're listening to us, so, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sorry to take anyway, down track.
I just no, that's throw okay.
That in there because I.
But like I said, if companies can't service their debt because of interest rate hikes to fight inflation, cutting payrolls off in the first move, and that basket of goods that they use to demonstrate the inflationary effect on all of us, priced out at $460 a month over last year, $460 a month. Okay, that's a $5,500 tax on every household in America. And no, even if you make under $400,000, you pay it. Remember Biden said, I'm not got great taxes on anybody under $400,000. Yeah, you lying piece of shit. Inflation is a tax.
Well, right, but it is a tax, but it's not a tax like the American people think of, like our state tax.
Well, that's why I'm reminding them it really
you're doing
is a
what
tax.
You're doing because
it's the cruelest tax
true.
There is because nobody voted on the bitch. It's just a result of bad policy from stupid people. And we all got to pay it. And we're going to feel it.
It's a bad policy. So you got to repay all the money they've sent to Ukraine.
And yeah, you know, we'll give you a $1,200 check. And then we're going to charge you $5,500 extra just to survive. And when you cut back your discretionary spending to pay for shelter and food, which are the two most basic items on the hierarchy of needs, business slows down. Because you're not spending the discretionary money. Matter of fact, that's one of the reasons gas prices have fallen 25 cents is because people just weren't paying much for gas and the inventories built up. People weren't buying as much gas. That's why prices down. It's not because Biden did anything.
No, they're not going places. They're only going to where they needed to go, to the grocery store, to work, and that's it. They weren't going on day trips and Sunday driving and everything else.
And I explained the hierarchy need some shows ago, but the two bottom things in hierarchy, the hierarchy of needs is shelter and food. Everybody must have shelter and food. Okay, so those are the two most basic items. So if you stop buying everything else, business slows down, and then more layoffs happen. So the markets took note today. The Dow closed at 31,105, 31,105. That's down 1,276 on the day, about 4%. That is below the 31,186 mark on Biden's first day in office. In other words, he's been in office 19 months, and you've lost money in the stock market in 19 months. Now, if you had all your money in NASDAQ, you've lost a lot of money in 19 months because the NASDAQ's down way worse than the Dow.
What was it down yesterday? I don't remember.
Today was 1276.
I know today was. I was watching the
yesterday was TV. Yesterday was pretty flat, I think.
Was it flat? Okay. I was kind of watching it at work.
Now, I will tell you this, since I watch this shit all the time. The Dow has bounced off of 31,000. This will be the third time if it bounces. If it doesn't bounce, Katie, bar the fucking door. If the markets go down tomorrow and break below 31,000, they're headed to 28.
But
and that so-called recession that we're not having is going to bite everybody right in the.
They're not going to let it happen. They've learned since
there's
the last
no
crash
they.
In 2008. This is, they're not going to let it crash like that.
No, 10% is where the brakes get pulled. 10% would be another 3,100 points. So it could easily go to 28th.
You're actually right.
Don't argue with me about stock market.
I thought the breaks were 8%. I didn't realize it was 10. That I thought it was 8. I'm sorry.
That's all right. This is like.
What's the second set of breaks after they call it trading for 15 minutes, and then if trading falls again, there's a second set, and that's when they call trading.
Just basically, the second set always kicks in if the first one kicks in. It's been a 1-2 thing. I can't ever remember the first one kicked in, and the second one didn't. So,
This is how they're going.
But last night, I was watching Monday Night Football last night, the Seahawks and the Broncos, and I watched it on ESPN2 because that's where Peyton and Eli Manning. Do the broadcast, and they're funny. They're informative. They're funny. They're good personalities. They're nice guys, and they know what they're talking about. And I will watch them over Joe Buck and Aikman any day, who are the regular broadcasters now on Monday Night Football. So I'm watching that, and Saquon Barkley, the star running back out of Penn State for the New York Giants, who had a fantastic day on Sunday. And I have his autographed jersey hanging in my closet. Saquon was on as their guest, and they were talking about his rookie year when Eli was the quarterback of the Giants and he was there, and Eli called a play, and Saquon said, that's the play where I do this. And Eli said, no, you do that. And he goes, no, I'm pretty sure I'm right on this. I do this. And Eli looked at him and he said, rookie, he says, I'm pretty sure I know every play in the book. And if I tell you, you listen to me. And if I tell you tomorrow is Easter, you go start painting your damn eggs. Okay. In other words, I'm right. Don't argue. Stock market. I'm always right. But that was a funny story from Eli. Barkley sheepishly put his eyes down. And when Peyton was asking about it, he goes, yeah, he was right. It was great. If you guys watch Monday Night Football, watch it on ESPN2. You'll enjoy it. Thank me later. So I saw this economic disaster today on my notifications. And then I turn on the TV to try and get some detail. And when I turn on the TV, I see James Taylor in the Rose Garden singing Fire and Rain. And based on the news that I just read about, it should have been Inferno and Flood. But it was a lead up to the Simpleton in Chief talking. And what was the talk about? Well, of course, how great he was doing and the Inflation Reduction Act passage, which, of course, doesn't reduce inflation by much, if at all. And they give away your money. He's giving away your money to cover college graduates' debts. So any tiny savings that are in this Inflationary Reduction Act, which is the dumbest, anytime a Democrat names a bill, it does the opposite of what they named it. Actually, basically all they're doing is spending $1 trillion and saying, oh, we're saving you money. You know, I don't know. Slim, if you go out and spend $1,000 on your bank account tomorrow, is your wife going to say you saved us money?
No.
Ain't going to happen, is it?
No.
So they're going to give away your money to cover college grad debt. So that savings wiped out many times over. But damn, people, here's what you got to do. Don't listen to your eyes, your ears, or your paycheck. Okay, Biden is doing a hell of a job, said Biden. Ignore your financial hardships. Ignore my foreign policy disasters. Ignore my climate change agenda when you can't afford heat this winter. Ignore my weaponizing the IRS. Ignore me and my media lackeys calling you all terrorists if you don't pretend things are just great. And remember, I announced 2 days ago, I'm going to cure cancer. I mean, how can we not reelect Democrats?
Don't die.
They're just awesome. No, I'm serious. This is just absolute bullshit. Did they think we're all this stupid? Are you this stupid?
They must think we're this stupid. And the problem is I have a lot of women that work with me at my job, and they're older women, and we talk politics, and they all ask me, you know, what I think is going on in the world. And of course I enlighten them every Saturday and Sunday morning, the older women, and they just think it's great that I do, you know, we talk about what we talk about here on this show. And they're just absolutely astounded that this is the shit that's actually happening in this world. They don't see it because they're being blinded, like they said, by the headlines. And then here's another example too. I have two of the kids that work for me that are, you know, just out of, you know, high school, college, you know, they just got their degrees and this and that and everything else. And they both can admit that their education was nothing but just a fake. It was an indoctrination. I mean, the one kid even used that word the one day without me coaxing him to use it. He says, I wasn't educated. I was indoctrinated. He says, everything I learned was just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, but see, I can tell you one thing about that kid. That kid had good parents.
Oh, he did. He's
or he would, he wouldn't know that.
He was actually the kid who was on the
show. And that's the other thing. That's the other thing they do is they want to tell us how to raise our kids. They want to, you know, they want to transition our kids sexually and stuff in schools without alerting the parents. I mean, this shit is just sick. This isn't America. There's nothing normal. There's nothing normal about what they're trying to do. They burn down cities riding over a drug dealer getting killed by a out of control cop, which, you know, I can understand being pissed off about it, but you burn down cities for a whole summer, kill cops, destroy things, kill off duty cops, kill people all over the place. And they never say anything about it. And the media says, well, you know, except for the raging fires, it was mostly peaceful. You know, that's how the media covers this crap. You know, it's like, oh, California runs out of electricity the day after they announced they're going to all electrical vehicles last week, right? So they run out of electricity, say, don't charge your electric cars. The media soft pedaled that. But in Texas last year, when they're having a bizarro world snow and ice storm, and they got conned into building all these damn, windmills all over the fucking place where you can't store the power from windmills. And if they're frozen, they sure as hell ain't generating anything anyway. So they had power outage. Man, they tore the governor of Texas a new one. Why? Because it's all politics. Governor of Texas is Republican. Gavin Newsom is a flaming left-wing liberal, and he's Nancy Pelosi's nephew. So
and it didn't help that
we love him.
They ripped him a new. They ripped into him too because they have their own power grid. And see, you can't depend on power without us. And that was part of it too.
It's if the media was honest, the Democrats would be maybe have about 70 seats in Congress next year.
I don't know why you call them media or journalists or reporters anymore.
No, they're not. They're propagandists.
That, and they're entertainers. That's
they're an extension of the Democratic National Committee. I can explain a little bit about the media. In this way, back in the day when the media was hungry and they questioned everything and they held truth to power. Media was a lower paid profession. It was, you know, like school teacher plus or school teacher minus, depending on what level the ring you're at. And, you know, then the people, the top anchors at the networks and stuff, they made some money, and people like Sam Donaldson got paid, but he was getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. He wasn't getting paid millions of dollars. Now these people get paid millions and millions of dollars. Even some of these reporters,
all of them.
And
well, not all
and,
of them.
And now, now that they make that kind of money, who do they hang with? They hang with the rich people that they're supposed to be reporting on. So and they're all buddy buddy. They don't want to not get invited to the next party at the French embassy because they pissed off a senator from California. So they kiss their asses. They just don't do their jobs anymore. They just do not do their jobs. And the sooner the America recognizes that, the better. I mean, I understand if you don't like Fox News completely, but, you know, if you want to watch the news.
Turn on BBC. Turn on the BBC.
That's even worse.
Well, you're, at least you're learning about America.
The BBC is MSNBC with a British accent. I mean, they are way left wing. But, you know, they're trying to improve CNN. Maybe CNN will go back to just reporting news.
How the fuck are they going to improve that?
They're firing everybody.
All that, but and who are they going to replace him with? There isn't anybody out there
But you know, I'm just saying on Fox, if you can't handle Sean Hannity and Laura Ingram, you know, I understand that. I don't watch them either. But you know, you watch the Five, you get some news with perspective from people, and some comedy. Brett Baer actually does news at six. Jesse Waters is the jury's still out on him. But you know,
I can't believe he's their right. He's their go-to guy now.
He's their big ego.
Shepard Smith.
But he's not doing straight news. He's doing like Gutfeld Light.
Well, no, but Jesse Waters is going to be the one that gets called in for any breaking news story now that, you know, like a 9/11 story or was always Shepard. I bet you he is. Guarantee you, he's the one they call in. Who else are they going to?
Trace Gallagher is their lead newsman.
I bet.
But the two shows you got to watch, or three shows you got to watch. You watch The Five, you watch Brett Baer, and you watch Tucker at 8. And if you watch those three shows, just for a week, you can be the most liberal person in the whole country. Watch those shows for a week, and every time you think they're lying, look it up. Okay? Every time you think they're lying, look it up. They're going to tell you they won't be. Right. Now, Hannity lies, exaggerates stuff. Laura Ingram, she just irritates me, so I don't pay any attention to her.
She's fucking terrible.
But Tucker will tell you about things that nobody else in the media is telling you about, and he'll do it with a sense of humor. But I can tell you right now, Tucker makes about 2 mistakes a year, and when he does, he comes back on the air and tells you he made a mistake. None of the rest of them do that. So anyway, that's what I'd say about media. And the media is probably going to say, Biden sucks, but he's going to cure cancer. So anyway, there is multiple clowns, though, in Bizarro World. It's not just the old guy with the diaper. We've got proof here on a sound clip. Go ahead with that one, Slim.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
We have a secure border. In that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. But there are still a lot of problems that we are trying to fix, given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years.
Huh? Yeah, the border is secure, but if it's not, it's really Trump's fault. That's Bizarro World.
Is it deterioration at the border because it's not constructing it or just letting everybody across?
They don't have any enforcement. They're pulling all the enforcement people off to process the people they're allowing in, which is a violation of federal law. There is no federal law that says we release all these people into the country. That's Biden's decision. That would be number one on the impeachment charge list if they wanted to impeach the old coot. The only problem with that is if you impeach the old coot, you get this idiot as president. And I mean, she's not senile and she's still stupider than him. So it's we got nowhere to go. But yeah. Oh, give us more money to transport the secure border illegals too. I got that story link right down there from you. I don't know if you guys can open it or not. It's Washington Times and I have a subscription. It won't open for you.
It will not.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But the headline is Biden wants more taxpayer money to transport illegal immigrants around the United States. Did it open for you?
Yeah, it opened for me.
Yeah. See, well, it just likes Florida people. It knows you're in New York, Slim. It doesn't trust you. Yeah, but Biden asked this month for an infusion of cash for the emergency food and shelter program at FEMA. It's because the border situation has become too much to handle with current funding. Well, it wouldn't be too much to handle if you wouldn't let them in. Spend, 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 spend. It's like being married again. Jesus Christ.
Future voters.
Yeah, well, when they find out that Latin people are conservative religious people, and that over half of them will not vote for Democrats already that are allowed to vote.
They will if the Republicans are going to send their asses back to their fucking home countries. They're going to vote Democrat.
Yeah, well, not the ones that are already here. They don't want all these new people coming in. They compete for jobs. They push down wages. They're paying the ass. So yeah, so we're not, you know, the border is secure, but we need more money so we can send these people to a community near you. Now we all know that China.
Wait, I want to ask a question about that community near you thing, because we know Governor Abbott's been sending stuff up to Mayor Adams just to piss you know him off.
Send to Philadelphia and Chicago too.
Who's sending you? You, Governor DeSantis, has been complaining that the illegals have been arriving in Florida. Has that been the Biden administration sending them to Florida, or was that Abbott's? Okay,
no, that was Biden. Biden put them on airplanes.
That's okay,
and then would drop them off in the liberal cities in Florida.
Okay, somebody was trying to have a discussion with me at work the other day about, well, Governor Abbott was sending him to Florida. I'm like, no, Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis are both Republicans. They're on the same side. You would send them only to St.
Louis. Biden sent them there on purpose. And there's a shitload of them that showed up in the Tampa area, Miami area, Jacksonville area, Orlando area. So. Why? Because all the cities are run by Democrats. Well, technically Suarez is mayor of a big chunk of Miami. They've got like two mayors. Mayor and a city mayor.
Do you have sanctuary cities in Florida or no?
No, they're illegal.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean they won't try.
Right.
But they get the liberal church groups involved and that kind of thing and stuff. So now we all know that China Joe is rich because of, well, you know, China. But to get votes in Bizarro World, he needs you to be stupid. So here again, it seems he got China to help. We were going to play a bit from a Brit scholar explaining TikTok for you. It's about 90 seconds long. Go ahead, Slim.
Do you know which country made TikTok? China. Do you know that China controls the algorithm of what you see? Do you know this? If you're in America and you open up TikTok, if you're in Britain and you open up TikTok, there is a specific algorithm to reach you that is not in China. If you're in China and you open up TikTok, what they, the Chinese government, wants you to receive as youth, as people using TikTok, are people who are doing good things, achievements, youth making social enterprise, youth becoming successful in math competitions, youth becoming masters of karate, youth doing something with their life. And you are rewarded. That algorithm is that the Chinese government makes you see positive things for social development. Did you know here and in the United States, they, China, send you a different algorithm? Do you know what they send you? All the nonsense that you see. They want you to see girls dancing, boys and girls dancing with each other, pranks upon your parents, pranks upon people. How many pranks do you see? Yeah, I'm not saying it's not funny. Some of them are downright hilarious. But if you want to destroy a nation, destroy a generation, you make them in their mind be rewarded with the dopamine for thinking stupid things are good, thinking that this is what you're supposed to grow up doing. A large proportion of people grow up thinking that this is what life is about. But in China, they don't let their children think that. Next time you open up TikTok or Instagram or whatever, and you see this, understand that you are being played.
There you go. China's got one goal, and that's to become the preeminent power in this world. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to educate their next generations, make sure that these kids are smart, these kids are the brightest, they can program the computers, build the rockets, you know, excel in the business world. And what we got here, we got people running around beside open car doors and shit, and you know, trying to see how many views they can get, and that's their big life achievement.
You know, I've thought about this story a little bit more since we talked about it on pre-show, and the algorithm is definitely skewed for America for that. That is definitely what. But the algorithm is, you have to understand too, with TikTok, you build your own algorithm by the what you the accounts that you view, the videos that you end up liking. So if you are a person that goes through and only likes and comments on dog videos, the algorithm builds you dog video stuff. If you're a person who likes sports and you interact with mostly only sport videos that show up on your For You page, after a month or 6 weeks, your For You page will be 90% sports. Mm-hmm. So I agree with the fact that we are thrown a lot of the pranks and the funny shit and the dancing and stuff like that at the beginning. But as you start to niche down what you react, what you engage with on TikTok, it niches down to you, so that you're getting either pranks or you're getting lots of how to, lots of inspirational. I mean, TikTok is full of that too.
I got one argument for that.
Okay, please. Because
Most 13, 14, 15 year olds don't think as clearly as you do.
I understand. And
so that's true. The effectiveness is not 100% total, I would admit, but it certainly is powerful on a very large portion.
But I want to throw
kids
who
should be doing sports or should be learning stuff from the books, and they're watching, videos of people dropping buckets on people's heads or embarrassing people or whatever.
And that is a big problem. But sadly, I want to just, you said 12 and 13 year olds don't think like me, but these 12 and 13 year olds, they understand these algorithms on these social media networks better than we do as adults. So they understand too. A year and a half ago, you go onto TikTok and you follow somebody and they instantly would follow you back. Everybody. It was, and you go onto TikTok now and you could follow 100 people and not a single person is going to follow you back. And the reason is because everybody now has understood what TikTok is all about and how to build the For You page that is in your taste. So the only people looking for that prank stuff, they're building a prank self for you, a prank For You page. That's what they want to see. There's plenty of kids out there that are building For You pages of inspirational, like I said, or help stuff, or the same things that this guy is talking about that China's just automatically putting in those kids' face. Those kids aren't being given a choice.
There's great kids in this country, but those great kids have great parents. And there's an awful lot of kids that don't have parents at all, let alone great ones.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Remember when I was talking about you don't have a Chinese VPN, a Chinese IP. What about if you have a VPN on your phone and you change it to a Chinese IP?
You cannot get there's no VPN for Chinese IPs. The closest you can get India, you can get Japan. There's no VPNs with China.
China's a closed circuit.
Yeah, there's no in or outs through the Great Wall.
that would have been a test then.
Right. Yeah. So now see,
it's a good idea. I know for a fact you can do it.
So. Right. And for you guys out there, I do have, and the boys on pre-show know this, but I do have what's called Douyin. I have the Chinese TikTok. You can get that. You do just have to find a way to get yourself a Chinese Apple ID, and then you can download anything. I have the Chinese Instagram. I have the Chinese Facebook. I have the Chinese TikTok. You can't do anything on them because everything's in freaking Chinese. I can put my picture up.
Hey, my new iPhone's coming from China.
But it is... when I go to my For You page, on there is not what this guy is saying.
No,
but it's because I have I don't have a Chinese IP address. I do have the.
Plus, you're a 43-year-old grown ass man.
Well,
you don't act like an idiot all the time.
Yeah, but I still get those prank stuff on my.
I watch the reels on Facebook, and most of those come from TikTok and shit.
Oh, it's just all they are is repurposed TikTok.
Yeah, I watch some of them, but I got no problem with that. But I'm not going to go on TikTok and let China know what I'm watching. But it's okay. I watch that stuff.
But wait. Here's the question I have for you, because I don't understand what the difference is. What does it matter that Mark Zuckerberg and the United States government is watching what you watch on Instagram on Reels? Versus what the Chinese are watching you watch on TikTok. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
Oh, I've learned long ago not to really give a shit because I know anything I do there is going to be recorded, written down, you know, taken note of somewhere. And you got me over that about 10 years ago. You and I used to have this discussion all the time.
We've had this discussion.
I didn't want to use Google back in the day, you know.
You live in the wired world or you don't live in the wired world. You got to make that choice now. And that's, you know, the government of all of our tech companies, you've said it before, they're all spying on us too. So what's
this? And lying to us too. Yes. And I'm going to mention that too, because, all you people who got social media suspensions or bans for mentioning ivermectin, you know, because you're guilty of murder and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the National Institute of Health, which told Facebook and everybody else that, you know, we don't approve that. So, you know, fuck with these people. Give them 30 days in the hole. Well, the National Institute of Health, you know, those bastards, you know, what's his name? Fauci. You know, the little elf that we went throwing across the Potomac. Fauci. That's it. Fauci. Yeah, the little elf. That's his thing. National Institute of Health. They approved ivermectin as a COVID therapeutic the other day. They just approved just now, 2022. Trump told you that shit worked in April of 20.
But it didn't work because Trump.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It didn't work because Trump said so. I forgot. God, I'm so glad I have you, Rick. What the hell's the matter with me? Trump said it. It couldn't possibly have been true.
If Biden had said it, it'd have been the fucking gospel.
Yeah, but 2.5 years later, real quietly, right before a holiday, we'll approve it. Yeah,
and then they'll raise the price.
They used to have pharmacists would refuse to give it to you when your doctor prescribed it.
Yep. And they had every right to, sadly, but they did.
I mean, it was bullshit. So
I know.
I just thought you guys might want to know that if you missed that somewhere, because, you know, the news media is never going to friggin' tell you.
I did miss it because I saw it on your page today.
Oh, thank you. You saw it on our page.
I saw it somewhere on something you posted. So
did I?
I did see it somewhere. You, or maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was Doug. Somebody posted it. I thought it was you, though.
I might have. I don't remember. Anyway, we got two stupid criminals this week. It was close.
It was close.
Now, I just think the runner-ups deserve a mention. The runner-ups are from Texas. They are two suspects. We don't even have their names. It really doesn't matter because they have assumed room temperature. Texas teen shoots and kills two suspects breaking into a Harris County home. That's the Houston area. For those of you who aren't familiar with Texas real estate, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez is asking anyone with information to reach out to his office after two men allegedly, they got shot in the house. So I don't know why.
There's no allegedly anymore.
Yeah, fuck that. They were breaking into a home Friday night. They were shot and killed by a teenager with a shotgun. A homicide release record showed that approximately 10:40 p.m. local time, deputies responded to the call in Channelview, Texas. Upon arrival, deputies located two men unresponsive from apparent gunshot wounds. How's it apparent gunshot wounds?
They either are or they fucking
are. Yeah, really.
I mean, it's the whole allegedly or not allegedly.
They were on the lawn on the side of the home. They were pronounced dead at the thing. Now, these are stupid criminals because we tell you all the friggin' time. I know a couple months ago we did three shows in a row, I think, with this stuff, you know, and I'm upset. I'm very upset. Not because the criminals have assumed room temperature. I don't care. They're criminals.
Yeah, that's great news.
Yeah. The less of them we have around, the better off we are. I mean, I'm tired of there being places in this country you can't go to, you know, everybody knows those places. You can't go to those places. Why not? You know why you can't go there. There shouldn't be anywhere in this country we can't fucking go. But where there is,
Rick managed to find a VPN, a China VPN that you can actually get onto China with through a VPN.
You know, Rick's smarter than the average movie star.
Shoot me the name of that program, Rick. Thank you. Right. Just didn't message her.
But my point is, the reason I'm upset is these guys did not have to die. not because they didn't deserve it for breaking into the place, but our criminal listenership must be really weak. For your own sake, criminals, listen to the show. We tell you all the time, don't pull this shit in Texas and Florida. How many times have we told them?
A lot. I mean, even fucking the sheriff.
It's got to be 7 or 8 times this year already. You want to fuck around and find out. Don't fuck around and find out in Texas or Florida. You're not going to like what you find.
Even the sheriff said, you know,
these are still free states in America. You know, you want to be a dickhead, you know, go to Illinois. In Illinois, you're not even allowed to defend your own property. The only way you're allowed to discharge a firearm in Illinois is if your life is in imminent danger.
Ooh.
And now Illinois is going to cashless bail in a few weeks. Kidnapping, murder 2, those are on cashless bail. Which means these fuckers aren't even going to stay overnight in jail. They're basically going to get a ticket, fingerprinted, and walk out. You know, what were those vigilante movies back in the 70s?
I couldn't tell you.
You know, Charles Bronson movies. Remember Charles Bronson?
Nope.
Death Wish.
Death Wish. There you go.
Hey, Death Wish. That
yes. Yes. We're gonna start seeing death wishes pop up all over Illinois and some of these other states. Because people just aren't gonna put up with this shit. They just aren't. So anyway. So that's our runners up on Stupid Criminals of the Week. But our winner of Stupid Criminal of the Week is from Georgia. This is a fun little story.
Is it a Georgia peach?
Well, his ass might be a peach when he goes to jail, but
it's a dude. No, yeah. Georgia peach. Fuck that.
Georgia deputy police chief busted in prostitution sting with $180 and a pack of White Claw.
Well, that's worth $20. So
Jason DePrime is arrested for soliciting a prostitute. The Polk County sheriff questioned if the veteran officer has lost his last 3 brain cells. Guess who the Polk County, Florida sheriff is?
Grady Judd.
Grady Judd. This asshole from Georgia did this shit in Grady Judd territory.
Oops.
Yeah. The Georgia police deputy police chief was arrested in Florida for soliciting prostitution, was caught in an undercover sting, and had offered White Claw as part of the payment for sexual activity. Cartersville deputy police chief Jason DePrima was arrested Thursday in Polk County, Florida, for soliciting a prostitute. He's booked at a Polk County jail and released after paying a $500 bond. So, you know, even cops get bonds for trying to hook up with hookers in Florida. In Illinois, murder 2? Nah, take a walk. It's okay. DePrima was in Orlando attending a polygraph training workshop when he responded to an online escort advertisement. But the advertisement is part of the Polk County Sheriff's Department week-long undercover operation designed to identify people involved in human trafficking and arrest those who procure and engage in prostitution. In other words, Grady Judd is just doing his fucking job that he always does. He's very good at it.
Oh, yeah. This dude puts out his fuck all the people who got arrested for DUI every month. He puts their pictures on Facebook.
I'm telling you. He's broken up 3 or 4 human trafficking rings in the last 3 or 4 years.
Guy is awesome.
He is awesome. They initiated a conversation with an undercover detective the day before his arrest. He asked her if she was available tonight. I'd like to come see you. What's your rate? He sent this in a text message. He agreed to meet for sex, according to authorities, but then he got spooked and asked to meet the following evening. So on Thursday, he agreed to pay $120 for a half hour of, quote, full service, the sheriff's office said. He showed up at an undisclosed location in an undercover. Let's get this. He drove an undercover police cruiser normally assigned to U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agents. He gave the detective $180 and a multi-pack of White Claw hard seltzer. He was then arrested. There's his face. Who does he look like? Kind of looks like a older, chubby Richie Cunningham. You know, if Richie Cunningham kept his hair. I mean, this he doesn't look like a badass. He just looks like an idiot. So then, of course, Grady Judd, when he makes big arrests, he does the media for his own sheriff's department. He doesn't need anybody else. What are you thinking? Grady Judd said at a press conference. You just want to go to, come on, man. Have you lost the last three brain cells? Or you just have cabbage for brains? That was a direct quote from Grady Judd with a poor impersonation, but it was close enough. You get the idea. Before the arrest, DePrima told the detective he had spoken with another prostitute online the previous night who told him to put $200 on a Cash App card, snap a photo of it. Once he did, the escort took the information on the card, stole the money. This guy's a cop and he was conned by a prostitute, Judd said. I mean, this idiot is bad enough he's getting busted as a cop by cops for solicitation. But then he admits he fucked up the day before and got ripped off by a hooker. How's that going to help your case? I mean, how does that help your case?
It doesn't.
No. It just proves he's a moron. He shouldn't have a badge on me, and that's stupid. The Cartersville Police Department said DePrima had been placed on administrative leave pending an internal investigation, which is what he wanted to do to the hooker. Shut up. Your mind's right in the gutter. Internal investigation. I'm ashamed of myself for even thinking of that. He's thank you. He's been with the department since 1996 and has served as deputy police chief since 2015. Oh, and he's also a graduate of the FBI Academy. So Grady Judd summed it all up with, if all else fails, he can write a book, How to Ruin Your Career in 3 Easy Steps. So Grady Judd is, as always, our sheriff of the week. But Cartersville Deputy Police Chief Jason DePrima, our stupid criminal of the week. Well earned, sir.
Not real smart.
No, but it is stupid criminal of the week. Now I've got an idea. That long car ride and everything else. I thought about a lot of things, but this one came when I was just doodling on my phone a couple weeks ago.
Hopefully not while you were driving the car.
No, I mean, I never do that. Matter of fact, my phone says, if you send me a text message while I'm driving, it says I'm driving. I'll respond to you later. It doesn't even buzz through or nothing. But you know, I keep getting this. Oh, speaking of which, I was going to talk about my trusted contacts on Facebook, and I only have two. And one of them, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday to our former partner, the old but reliably funny CB Snow.
Happy birthday, CB. Hopefully you're listening to us.
Yeah, and I hope you got there on time for your blue plate special at 4 o'clock. Mm. He usually does. He's a good man, but it's his birthday, so, you know, maybe they gave him a cupcake with a candle. You never know.
That's possible.
Anyway, he looks damn good. He looks damn good for 84. He really does.
Oh, damn. I thought he was 87.
No.
I didn't know.
Yeah, but see, when you look that good at that age, you know.
He does look good.
You don't look a day over 73.
He's a fine motherfucker.
He's damn good looking. Anyway. So I keep getting this trusted contacts pop up from Facebook, and I've only got two, and they want 3. So they keep bugging me about it.
You got one right now. Rick, there you go.
No, I'll explain later why that can't be.
Okay.
Rick will understand. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah, he's older than me. I don't want to do that to his heart. so they keep bugging me about this. And a notification popped up the other day as I was on my phone reviewing a bank account. And it just so happened it's the bank account where I pay for my mother's life alert. So I'm looking at the charge for her life alert, and this notification comes across from Facebook. So suddenly I have this chocolate and peanut butter together equals Reese's moment in my little pea brain. I decided that we need, and it's important, we need a social media cell phone erase alert. Okay? You don't want your kids going through your phone on social media accounts and finding dick pics, right, ladies? And men.
You don't want them to find your dick pics either.
What?
You don't want them to find your dick pics either.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's true. That would really be embarrassing. You're a guy and you die and your kids get your phone and they find dick pics on the man's. Oh, God, that would be awful. That's funny, too. Anyway, so it'll be a button like you wear around your neck or your wrist. It'll be high tech. So when you fall from that heart attack or stroke, it will detect it like the new iPhone detects car crashes. And a prompt will pop up and you'll have 30 seconds to push the button. Or else if you don't, everything goes poof. Okay. So I'm going to call this the erase my media indiscretions now everywhere meaningfully. That's, I know it's a long name, but it's going to go to work. My new app is going to be called M&M. Erase my media indiscretions now everywhere meaningfully. M&M.
I'll sue you.
I'm going to put a period after every letter as you can't do shit.
There you go.
I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be rich as fuck. I'm going to be a billionaire off of this. I'm going to hire Bruno Mars to sing billionaire at my freaking birthday party. It's foolproof. This is real zippy genius. It is.
No, the problem is you're going to be broke.
He's genius, man.
Well, there he is. He's back. He disappeared. You disappeared. You went poof.
Like, what do you mean? Did
you push the button?
I didn't push anything.
I think you did because you went poof.
Yeah, like
you didn't hear me bragging. I'm gonna be rich. Well, I'm gonna be a billionaire.
Right after
you heard that, but you're not gonna rich. You're not gonna be rich. You're not gonna be a billionaire because this concept in many different ways, shapes, and forms already exists.
M&M is genius.
Yeah.
What do you mean it already exists?
There's different things out there already called dead man switches that do not exactly everything you're looking for an app to do, but do certain things. There's dead man switches that will, you know, erase your phone. But that's not going to go through on your actual Facebook and delete all those messages on the actual Facebook. It's just going to delete everything on your phone. So what you want doesn't entirely exist, but the concepts and some of the small, on a smaller scale, those things do exist in, like I said, dead man switches.
Don't you already have one?
Well, I don't anymore, but I did. I used to have one on my phone.
I remember you said you had dead man something. Oh, okay. So you had dick pics on your phone.
No. It's just because of all my banking stuff on my phone. And it was one of those that I had it set for, you know, once every like 4 days. If I didn't hit, you know, to hit the notification, it would eventually just erase my phone. So, and it was a password too. It wasn't just a hit a button. I mean, if the thief had my phone, he couldn't just keep hitting the button every 4 days.
There's one of those words. Say button again.
Button. Yes. He's picking
what you said the first time. It's that button. Western New York button.
Not a button.
I love the way he says that shit. It's all right. I want to hire Bruno. You know what? You know who I need to hire first, though, I guess? I need to get my buddy Elon Musk to lend me a couple of his computer programming geniuses. See, this, I have a brilliant concept here, but I don't know shit about programming. When I did that homeless reporting system in the state of Pennsylvania, I did the whole concept, sold it to everybody in the country, did all the schmoozing with all the shelters and Salvation Armies and the politicians and mayors and congresspeople. I did all that crap, did all the testing of it. I didn't write one friggin' letter of code.
They did.
I don't know how to do that shit. I'm an idea man.
There you go.
All right. What's that? You got, okay, anybody, any listeners out there got any kids that are programming geniuses? I'll cut them in. Okay. And they can come to my birthday party when Bruno Mars sings. I love Bruno Mars. You know, but if I'm a billionaire, I want to hear Bruno Mars like 5 feet in front of my face singing, I want to be a billionaire so fucking bad. And I'll go, I am, bitch. And you're like that. That's going to be, that would be lit.
You know, my friend was listening up in New York. He's like cringing.
He's what?
He's cringing. Rich the vet. He's a veterinarian. He works on animals and kids.
He's never going to be a billionaire.
He could.
Although as much as vets charge, he could probably get closer than some of us.
Yeah, but he has a big heart too, so he doesn't. I guess he'll go crazy with the pricing. I don't know, Rich.
He'll go crazy.
He's gonna text me any second. I feel.
Okay. We won't talk about where he lives.
Someplace.
What state's he in?
Up in New York.
Yeah, so he's not allowed to defend himself up there either. So we're not going to talk about him anymore. There are no wealthy people in New York. Don't invade any homes.
He is cringing.
Okay. All right. So speaking of which, if you need to up your income game to pay for food, shelter, gas, you know, college kids loans that you didn't take out, we've got a thought here. This thought will make Mike Rowe proud. A New York company is hiring high school graduates, get this, up to $47 an hour. Harrison and Burroughs, owner and COO, shared a strong opportunity for high school grads. America's youth can ditch the college degree and make nearly six figures without it. Make nearly six figures. I don't know about that, Slim. Calculator, 47 times 40. Times 52. Okay, if you don't get any overtime, it is. It's 98 grand. All right.
So there. That means I'm going to have to go back to New York.
Yeah. Well, you just. No.
I'm going to look for this job.
New York Construction Company is hiring high school graduates, offering full benefits even for those. Oh, and this is with benefits, too. You're a high school graduate. They're getting full benefits.
Well, they don't mean like recent high school graduates.
No,
you just have to be a high school graduate,
and you don't have to have a college degree. You are offered a full time position, pays up to $47 an hour after you complete a summer apprenticeship for the company. Harrison Burroughs, owner and COO Chris Stefano, spoke with Fox and Friends last Thursday morning about giving students without a college degree an opportunity to work full time. College isn't for everybody. With the rising cost of tuition, we can provide a great opportunity for those folks that the path to college might not be the best path for them. With a main office in Albany, New York, you don't even have to go to the city, Slim. It's Albany.
Albany's not that far.
Yeah, it's not that far. DeStefano said his company gives upcoming senior year students, the opportunity to work 200 hours and complete a summer apprenticeship. Oh, you got to work 200 hours during the summer.
Well, I'm not an upcoming senior.
Oh, bummer.
That's all right.
Well, I'm an upcoming senior.
Yes, you are. You keep getting the mail.
Age-wise. Well, actually, technically, I'm a senior because I'm over 50, because those poker tournaments for seniors are only 50 and up. So I've been a senior for quite some time. Anyway, when they come on at 18 years old. Oh, there's the bummer for you, Slim. They come on at 18 years old, make a steady wage, and have a sustainable career going forward.
Yeah, I'm doomed.
He said, we're taking this seriously, doing all things on our end to make it a sustainable future. Construction company focuses on building, maintaining, and repairing bridges at a competitive rate. So they do bridges. That's not bad. 98 grand. Because I looked at a $47 an hour thing and I was like, son of a bitch. I think my last year of work, my hourly rate was about that.
I worked year round, I would make that.
I mean, I got bonus on top of it and stuff, but they base your base salary. They divide your base salary out like you only work 40 hours a week, even though you work 60 or whatever. And it looks really good on your paycheck because they put an hourly rate on there. It's really high. And then you divide up how many hours you really work, and then it's embarrassing.
Pretty sad.
Yeah, it gets to be. Hell, Rick, your hourly rate is like minuscule, isn't it?
A couple of bucks, yeah.
your tips. Yeah, that's because you know you got sexy legs and you can work for tips.
Gives me a lot.
Not all men have your legs, Rick.
Glad, no, they're not going to get them either.
Yeah, Christ, I'm getting scared here. You're talking about his legs.
That's why he makes the big bucks. That's why he makes the big bucks. There ain't too many guys allowed to work in shorts in there.
Hey, now you know why he wants his phone to be erased.
Good one.
I thought it was Bridget the Midget all this time. Damn it.
No, that's UNCB. I looked once just because you talked about it so much, and I was just like, no, I don't think so.
You don't watch that shit.
She wasn't pretty, and I just didn't think it was sexy either. You know, it was convenient, you know, because of how tall she was. That's about all. I think everybody figured that one out. I don't have to explain any further, right?
All of our women listeners.
Okay.
For the 90th time this season.
Well, I don't know, but they got to get that M&M app. They won't be dying.
This is true.
With them pics on their phones. So, speaking of apps, Slim.
We've got one, so download it if you have it. Zone Out Radio. It's in the Apple and Google Store. Music 24/7, 365. Us on Tuesdays. Me and Zip. Sorry, I'm just so tired. I was going to call you by your real name, so I was trying to. Yeah, that was what I was going to say his real name. So, me and Zip on Idol. We do that. When that comes back, that'll be back in January. It's getting there. We're getting there. But you know, Idol will be back. Can't wait. But download the app. It is in the App Store. Great music, as Zip has said numerous times. So,
well, people tell me it's great music, and then I listen, and they go, "Yeah, hey, they're right." Well, you are a DJ, Slim.
Yeah, and I do.
You know a little bit about that DJ shit.
And I add all of our like the people that we've interviewed on our radio shows. I add their shit in when they have out new releases, and so I mean, there's always new stuff coming out. So download the app, listen. It is, you know, it is good music. So,
well, we're gonna close tonight with one of those people.
Yeah, one probably our most famous of the American Idol interview contestants, don't you think?
Of the ones we interviewed,
most famous for sure.
Yeah, probably. She finished third on the 14th season of American Idol. So that was, what, 7 years ago? I think it was 7 years ago.
Wait, we interviewed Alyssa Rae, though.
She didn't finish third. She finished sixth.
That's right. I was thinking she finished second. But
No. The blondie girl finished third. We interviewed her, too.
Yeah, we did. So, yeah. But anyways,
Jax has got more releases. And plus, Jax came on and did an interview after Idol. And her very first single, La La Land, the world premiere was on our show an hour before it went on iTunes and everything.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So, you know, she's not only a friend of the show, but she's smart. So this is Jax, who finished third, and
she's sticking it to Victoria's Secret in this. And this is, I mean, this song actually has a message. And
she's got a message.
Kudos to her, because this is what all these kids on Instagram are dealing with right now. The kids like my kids in high school and in middle school. And she fought back against Victoria's Secret.
Well, good for her.
Here we go. So say good night.
Here's Jackson. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
God, I wish somebody would have told me when I was younger. All bodies aren't the same. Photoshop bitty bitty models on magazine covers. Told me I was overweight. I stopped eating. What a bummer. Can't have carbs in a hot girl summer. If I could go back and tell myself when I was younger, I'd say, psst. Nobody Secret. She was never made.